The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the first one on the way, and it is no good. All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Krolikowski, 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Ord. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Class Kids Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but it's simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen out of inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Due to this week's bad weather, all four girls and boys semifinals are on tap today. Two teams will win 3 games in 3 days to capture the conference crown. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ord right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from the Ord High Gymnasium with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda as we get you ready for our first boys semifinal in the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the top seed, Ravenna Blue Jays, take on the number 4 seed, the Gibbon Buffaloes. Last night, Gibbon played another one of their good basketball games down in Arcadia Loop City, 70-47. While Ravenna had to battle to beat Kearney Catholic 60-53. The girls' semifinals have both finished up. Here we went right down to the wire. Sienna Long hit a pair of free throws with 6 seconds to go, and Ravenna's girls beat Centura by a score of 41-39. And Kearney Catholic, sluggish in the first half, but steadily pulled away for a 51-26 win over Donovan Trumbull. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, where they take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6-foot senior, Ryan Milks. Number 3 is a 6'3 senior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 5, 6'2 junior, Gareth Stroh. Number 21, 6-foot senior, Dakota Kenton. And number 23, a 6-foot senior, Jared Dorzinski. The head coach of the Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by Travis Frew, Jordan Reinertsen, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. They're 12-6. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 12 is 5'10 junior Blake Cremosta. Number 20 is a 6-foot senior, Tom Siskowski. Number 25, 5'10 junior Kobe Schirmer. Number 31, 5'11 freshman Jake Techmeyer. And number 40, 6'3 junior Brady Standage. Head coach of the Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan. They're 16-2, ranked 7th in C2. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rollers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Brian Groupie to throw the ball in the air, and we are ready to get our contest underway. And the opening tip will be controlled by the Ravenna Blue Jays in their home white with blue trim. It went in the backcourt, and Gibbons able to get a trap on already in their traveling black with blue trim. Again, earlier this year, it was a 56-40 win for Ravenna. Third game of the season as the ball is deflected into Shermer's hands, and he kicks it right back out. Cremosta for three. It's good. Blake Cremosta hits the first shot of the game here for Ravenna, and they're on top 3-0. During that game, though, Riley Reinertsen had been hurt the game before. He was the start of his back troubles, but everybody appears to be fully healthy right now, according to the coaches, and we'll see if that makes a difference in this game. Off the pick, no shot here for Jared Dorzynski. Back out to Milks, to Reinertsen, posts up. Ball fake, try to get him out of the air. Back out, Dorzynski for the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Garrett Stroh, rebound, back up and in. Garrett Stroh right underneath the hoop, able to get that rebound and stick it back up for Gibbons' first bucket of the ball game. So each team scores on their opening possession, and now Techmeyer is trapped as he comes across the timeline and then trying to make the steal, a foul called. They had just barely tapped the ball away, and Ryan Milks kind of bodied him up. That'll be the first foul of this contest. Again, because of the weather earlier this week, the Tuesday quarters were pushed back to yesterday, and so all the semifinals today, and as usual, the consolation and championship games tomorrow. They're all right here. The Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals are just tipping off from the Viero Event Center on ESPN 1460, 1550 AM. All the games are online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Techmeyer, good ball fake, but he's stripped from behind by Reinertsen, and then it's poked out of his hands as he heads up the floor, but it remains given basketball. Riley Reinertsen just seems already a little bit more focused. I mean, it's hard to say that he's not always right on his game, but they do so much to try and shut him down, and Siskowski has him in the box and one here. He'll work around Standage, jump pass out to Dorzynski. That's the thing. Usually you can play four on two some of the times as much as they guard Reinertsen. Stroh was open, couldn't get it to him. Dorzynski better do something with the 5-second count on up top to Kenton. Back to Dorzynski, dribbles into the lane, and he walked with a basketball. Standage popped out on him, and it made him take that extra little skip step, and Gibbon turns it over for the first time. Glad to have you along here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We're at Ord High School on this chilly Friday night, but we expect two great basketball games here. The girls' game went down to the wire. Adams Central, Tonopah, Trumbull will be our next game just a little bit before 8 o'clock. In the left-hand corner, Cremosta, ball fake, drives baseline. Underneath the hoop, kicks it out, Siskowski. Tom fakes the three, got Reinertsen in the air, dribbles in, eight-footer, too strong, fights for his own rebound. Standage, the tallest man on the court, got the board, missed the putback, gets it again, and is fouled. He'll get two free throws. Brady Standage, who had the best game I've seen him ever play last night with 19 points, 15 rebounds, and a couple of blocks, will try and get on the board here from the line. Dakota Kenton with the first foul for him for Gibbon. And the first free throw by Standage is up, and it is in. So a three-point bucket at a free throw now make it 4-2 in favor of Ravenna. Kearney Catholic won the tournament last year. They were undefeated at that time. But that, well, they beat Adams Central in the final, but they were knocked out last night. Standage hits them both. So we'll have a new champ this year. Gibbon would love to do that. They break the press. Ball fake underneath. Shot up and in. Kenton, he's going to draw the foul right back on Standage. He got Standage to go in the air on the head fake. First foul of the game on Ravenna. And Dakota Kenton, who doesn't average much more than a couple of points a game, has got a chance at a three-point play here. And the free throw for Kenton on the way, and it is no good. In fact, he averages 3 points a game. Rebound brought down Siskowski. He's usually a pretty good free throw shooter. The Donovan Trumbull game, they put him at the line, and he sealed the deal. So there's all kinds of intrigue no matter who these teams play tomorrow. The third-place game is going to be just as tough as the finals. Ravenna with a basketball, dribbling out here 25 feet away. It's Cremosta into the corner. Shermer trying to find somebody to get it to. Techmeyer back up top. Cremosta open three on the way. Good. Blake's hit them both. 2-for-2 on the good ball movement there for Ravenna. And it is 8-4 in favor of the Jays. Two Cremosta threes and a pair of Standage free throws. Stroh into the front court, throws over the top of the press, into the left-hand corner to Dorzynski. And Jared will triple it back out front against Cremosta, against the man-to-man defense from the Jays. Gibbon plays that 1-3-1, three-quarter court trap, and then they drop back into it in the half court. Stroh isolated, one-on-one against Standage, got him in the air, and the shot no good. He tried to get the contact, and then when he missed the shot, he followed through and committed the foul himself. So Gareth Stroh with his first personal foul. He knew that he had standage on him, and he tried so hard to get the foul that when he didn't get the contact, he didn't even hit the rim on the shot. And the ball comes back over to Ravenna. 8-4 Jays, 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Techmeyer on the left wing. Jake has not got a look at a shot yet. Backdoor lob, they try to get it to him, and it's off the mark and out of bounds. Techmeyer caught it and stepped out of bounds. Ravenna ran that play that if you're a collegiate or you can dunk it in high school, it's the alley-oop, but they were just trying to go with a lob layup, and Ravenna turns it over for the second time. Dribbling up the floor slowly will be Reinertsen, then makes a three-quarter court pass to Kenton. They'll reverse it over to Dorzynski. Again, Gibbon really relies on the big three and Stroh and Reinertsen and Milks to score. Anything from the rest of the team is gravy, but you've got to have it if they're going to win the game. They've got to have it. On the low block, right side, double-teamed Reinertsen, skip pass over Dorzynski. Screen three is short. Rebound comes down to Shermer, and here goes Ravenna. Techmeyer will bring it up the floor, dish it off on the left wing to Kremosta. His bounce pass is kicked. So the score remains 8-4 here in the first quarter in favor of Ravenna. They've hit a couple of threes, and Gibbon has missed a couple of threes. Spread the floor here against the zone defense. Looking Kremosta, then dribbles into the trap, goes over to Techmeyer. Sometimes if you know how to handle it, dribbling into the trap is the best thing you can do. Then you draw the double team. Over to Techmeyer. Attacks the right side, kicks it into the corner. Siskowski, three is good. And when the threes are falling, they're hard to beat. 3-for-3 from the outside, and it's 11-4. Ravenna by 7. Again, they break the press easily, but Gibbon doesn't get an attack of the hoop off the press. They'll have to get a few of those as Reinertsen gets the basketball. Siskowski right in his back pocket. Riley itching to shoot the basketball. Gets a high pick, but picks his dribble up. Now backdoor, there's Kenton again. Got Techmeyer in the air, up and under, and scores. And Dakota Kenton has 4 of the 6 points here for Gibbon. That's what we're talking about. Ravenna's going to make those other guys score. And by those other guys, I mean Kenton, Dorzynski, maybe Rivera off the bench. Reinertsen steals the ball against the press. Riley doesn't have numbers, but he's going to attack anyway, and he got Kremosta to foul him. Kevin Wood, Brian Gruppe, our officiating crew. And the foul is on Blake Kremosta. That's his first, team second. They'll say it was before the shot occurred. So given ball underneath their own hoop. And they'll try to force it inside, and it's picked off by Kremosta. Tried to force it inside to Stroh. Kremosta pulls up for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, Siskowski. He'll throw it off the foot of a given player out of bounds, and it'll stay with Ravenna. Siskowski grabbing his second board. And it'll be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in all the way up top. Again, Gibbon was in the semifinals last year in a very heated contest with Adams Central and came up just short. Our semifinals and finals last year were great. Hard to top them, but the level of talent is maybe even better as Siskowski has it on the left wing. Back up top. Jays with the basketball. They throw it away. Kremosta wanted to go to Shermer. Shermer thought there was somebody standing behind him and just let it go. That'll be the fourth turnover here for Ravenna. So the same four teams that were in the semis last year end up in the semis this year. Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, Gibbon, and Adams Central. Reinertsen, they almost lose the ball. Good save there by Dorzynski. Now Stroh just flat out dropped it. Turnover Gibbon. Fast break the other way. Siskowski one-on-one pulls up the free throw line and hits the jumper. Siskowski says, I'm not going to challenge Reinertsen. I'll pull up and bury it. And it's a 7-point lead again, 13-6 Ravenna. 1:45 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Stroh. Again, dribbles it off his leg. Back up top, the ball deflected out of bounds by Ravenna. And Gibbon will take it out in front of the mixture of fans. Everybody's wearing blue, and you just look at the faces. Everybody kind of knows everybody. So Ravenna and Gibbon, some of the fans sitting together. Adams Central's blue. And then you got Donovan mixing it up with their red here in the red gymnasium award. Reinertsen fakes the three. Got it to Kenton underneath. Another layup. And Kenton, give him credit. He's used that head fake, which you don't see as much anymore. And he's got 6 of the 8 points here for Gibbon. He's been patient every time. Skip pass across. Going for the steal. Dorzynski. A foul called, and it's going to go against Dorzynski, who was the first person to touch the ball, and Gibbon can't believe it. And Jared Dorzynski commits the personal foul. Usually, if you're the first one to the ball, they're not going to call the foul, but it was bang, bang. So Ravenna will get the basketball back. 13-8. Ravenna by five, and they're going to end up throwing it away anyway, trying to lob it to Techmeyer in the corner. And now Techmeyer, that's the fifth turnover. He tried to save it, just couldn't get to it. Be interesting here. They have shut down the freshman. He's got to make sure that he doesn't get antsy out there, even though he hasn't went this long all season probably without taking a shot because he is the leading scorer. The press is broke. Long throw down to Dorzynski, but now he doesn't take it. Gives it to the trailer Stroh, who tries to pass it to Kenton. One too many passes. And again, Gibbon was way too selfish on that one, or non-selfish, I guess you should say, and ended up, instead of taking a shot, giving the ball right back to Ravenna. And so Ravenna with the ball and back to their original five starters on the floor. Gibbon has yet to sub in the game, and we've hardly called Milk's name either, so Milk's and Techmeyer have been very quiet for their two respective teams. 45 seconds to go, first quarter, boys, Luplat Conference semifinals, 13-8. Techmeyer drives into the double team, gives it to Standage. One dribble in the paint, takes the shot, rejected in the middle of the paint by Reinertsen. Kenton comes up with a loose ball. Into the front court to Gareth Stroh. Stroh, guarded by Techmeyer, kicks it out on the right wing. Milks, pull up three. It's off the iron, no good. Ball out of bounds. Oh, off of Gibbon, they'll say. And it'll be Ravenna basketball. So 25 seconds to go. And Cremosta will get it to Techmeyer. They'll hold for the last shot. They'll try and trap Techmeyer anyway. Could wrap around to Cremosta. 13 seconds. Blake to Techmeyer in the paint. Reverse layup. Good. First bucket for Jake Techmeyer. Still some time here for Gibbon if they can get the ball in, because it bounced away. Stroh to midcourt to Dorzynski. He'll take a 27-footer contested at the horn. It's off the heel, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It's the Ravenna Blue Jays 15 and the Gibbon Buffaloes 8. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Gibbon.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ord, the semifinals of the boys' Luplat Conference Tournament. We go to the second quarter of play. Gibbon will get the ball, trailing Ravenna by a score of 15-8 at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Here's Reinertsen for a quick three. First off, top of the key, off the screen. It's no good, and nobody can run down the rebound. Gibbon is 0-4 from three-point land, and Ravenna is 3-4, and that's your difference in the basketball game. Elm Creek leads Amherst at the end of one quarter, 13-10 on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament going on at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Now Ravenna with a basketball, free throw line jumper. Techmeyer puts it up, hits the front of the rim, no good. Standage tries to put back, it's no good. Gareth Stroh will get his second rebound, only the third rebound total, then it's stolen away. Standage goes in for the layup and scores. Brady with 4 points in the lead. Is now 9, 17-8, fast break the other way. Dorzynski passes it off to Kenton after having a wide-open layup. Paul Reinertsen will have to bring his youngsters over and say, quit passing the ball and take the shot. You can do that, and they look really good, and that is a strength of Gibbon. But against Ravenna, you better take that shot or you're going to get into trouble, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. T.J. Rivera is going to come in, and Coach Reinertsen's going to talk to his young men probably one at a time here. Foul was on Jake Techmeyer, his first and the team's third. Rivera's a freshman, a good three-point shooter. He's guarded by the other freshman for Ravenna, Techmeyer. To Reinertsen, double-teamed. Standage tries to drop back there. It's a box and one on him. And then Riley throws it away in some frustration right now. He put way too much air on that one to get it to Kenton. Sixth turnover for Gibbon, five for Ravenna. But Ravenna's outside shooting has allowed them to put a cushion on it here in the first quarter. A minute gone in the second, 17-8 Ravenna. Left elbow, Techmeyer lobs it down Standage. No help, Rivera was on him. That's not what they wanted. Standage scores. He's got six, and it's 19-8. Not the start that Gibbon was hoping for, digging themselves an early hole. Rivera steps across the timeline and stops. Again, got to be careful, but the freshman will learn as he moves along. Down on the baseline again, Reinertsen. Riley looking for his first points of the game. Fadeaway three, tough shot, no good. Siskowski gets the rebound, and you kind of get the feeling that already a couple of players on both teams are pressing here in the first half. Kramosta, another open three. That one is no good. Dorzinski gets the rebound, and they were really fighting down low. It's going to be a foul on Ravenna. Jared Dorzinski picking up his first. The foul's on Kobe Schirmer, and we will get a timeout here by Gibbon. With 6:06 to go in the second quarter of play, it is Ravenna 19, Gibbon 8. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Bauer and the fine folks here at Ord for their hospitality. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Ravenna girls beat Centura 41-39. Kearney Catholic beat Donovan Trumbull 51-26. Now here with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, Ravenna has jumped out to a 19-8 lead over Gibbon, forcing a Gibbon timeout. Milks hits the cutter. Reinertsen dribbles it off his leg and out of bounds. The seventh turnover for Gibbon. They had set that play up during the timeout, and everything was finished to a T except the very last step, and Reinertsen dribbled it off his leg. Back to the Ravenna Blue Jays, who are trying to build that lead. They had a huge lead last night against Kearney Catholic and then let it get away. Techmeyer, left baseline, takes the tough contested shot over Stroh. It's no good. Dorzinski gets the rebound, gives it ahead to Milks. Back over to Reinertsen. Riley trying to get the play set. Siskowski, they want a screen on the ball. He'll drive, kick it into the corner. Open three for Dorzinski. Decides to drive instead. Runs into Standage. The ball comes up way short. Rebound brought down by Standage. And up the floor come the Ravenna Blue Jays. Kramosta against the 1-3-1 zone to Techmeyer at the free throw line. Into the corner, Schirmer for three. It rolls around and in. Kobe Schirmer with his first bucket of the ball game. And it's 22-8. Last night it was 22-7 within the first 4 minutes of the game. Now it's 22-8 Ravenna with 4:50 to go in the first half. And Kenton has 6 of the 8 points, tries to force it inside. The ball's kicked. It's a simple case of Ravenna knows the Gibbon's strength, and they are one of the few teams that's able to negate that strength as Rivera comes back in. And it looks like they will set Dorzinski. Milks to throw it in. On the post, they get it to Reinertsen, basically triple-teamed. Back to Milks, his three-pointer left corner off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Kobe Schirmer, given his 0 of 6 from three-point land. On the other side, 4 of 6 for Ravenna. It's the difference in the game. Doesn't take much of a genius to tell you that. It's a 14-point game. Here's a 3 by Siskowski. That one bounces around, no good. Standage tries to save it, and he does save it into the hands of his teammate Tom Siskowski. Gets it back to him. He missed the layup. Gets it again. Puts it up. Missed it again. Fight for it underneath. And a foul going to be called on Ravenna. So missed opportunity there for the Jays. And the foul's going to go on Siskowski. His first and the team's fifth. Fouls are even, 5-4. here in the first half. Stroh will bring the left-hand dribble back to Rivera. Stay in the backcourt here against the zone trap from Ravenna. Stroh walks it across the timeline. Jump pass over the top to Milks. Back door is open. Kenton takes it at Standage. Doesn't take the shot. Back out to Reinertsen. Riley working on Cremosta. Cremosta got a hand on him. Reinertsen's pass over to Milks. And Gibbon has yet to score in over 4 minutes here in the second quarter. Rivera working on Shermer. Just trying to get an open look right now. Back over to Reinertsen. Head and shoulder fake. Step back three on the way. A little strong. Trying to follow his shot. And Standage is able to grab it first. Tough, tough shots that Gibbon has taken right now. Siskowski at the other end. Jump stop shot no good. Ball tipped into the hands of TJ Rivera. And here comes Gibbon. 22-8 Ravenna. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass underneath Kenton there. Ball fake on Standage. Puts it up and in. Kenton's got 8 of the 10 points, but it took 5 minutes plus for Ravenna to move the board from 8 to 10, 22 to 10. And Ravenna's just fine right now, walking the ball up the floor. They can play this pace if they have to. Siskowski into the corner to Shermer. Shermer, skip pass all the way over to Cremosta, which leaves Standage one-on-one against Kenton. Brady comes all the way out to the arc, though. To Cremosta, dribbles in, pulls up from 16, left elbow, no good. Rebound brought down by Reinertsen, and then he's going to be fouled. That'll be the sixth team foul on the Ravenna Blue Jays, and for Siskowski, it's his second. But Riley Reinertsen has yet to score in the game. Tell me the last time that he has played 13 minutes without a point. Ball comes back over to Milks to throw it into Dorzynski. Dorzynski back in, and Rivera checked out. Stroh picks his dribble up in the backcourt, fires it across the timeline to Milks, back to Gareth. Gareth finds a seam, takes it right into the rack, and a charge is going to be called as Techmeyer took the basketball, stance underneath the hoop, and they say it's no good. A charge going to be called. Gareth Stroh wave off one of the few made buckets here, and checking in for Gibbon, Corbin Hines. And Stroh with the two fouls is going to come out for Coach Paul Reinertsen. 2:25 to go here. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll update the Fort Kearney Conference games. We'll recap the Ravenna girls 41-39 win over Centura with Coach Noah Malsby. And a little bit on the Adams Central Donovan Trumbull boys game, which is next. Siskowski over to Techmeyer. Long three for Jake. It is strong in the backside rebound. Grabbed by Ryan Milks, his first. Reinertsen and Milks, neither have scored, both have one rebound. In the corner, Dorzynski. Gibbon has been held to 10 points so far in this basketball game. They worked the ball around the perimeter. They average 65 points a game, and they've got 10. Reinertsen for three. Again, it is no good. Long rebound, deep left corner. Cremosta has it. 0 of 8 from beyond the arc for Gibbon. Down to a minute and a half to go. Techmeyer throws it behind Siskowski, but he does pick it up. Back out to Techmeyer. Ravenna's went a while without scoring either. Skip pass right corner. Siskowski drives baseline, runs into Kenton, puts the jumper up. No good. Nobody boxed out Standage. It ends up in the hands of Siskowski. Techmeyer dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out Shermer. So after all that, they'll reset it. Now Cremosta's in the lane, takes a one-hand runner off the heel, bounces around, no good. Standage picks it up, his shot blocked from behind by Riley Reinertsen. Gibbon actually had position on that one, but the ball took an extra bounce in the cylinder, so all the Gibbon guys were back down on the floor, and Standage, who got there a second late, had it all to himself. Techmeyer to throw it in underneath the Ravenna hoop. A minute to go in the first half, 22-10 Ravenna. Cremosta out top Siskowski. Right elbow back down on the wing. They'll give it to Techmeyer against the zone. The Jays get it, try to get it into Techmeyer, and Dakota Kenton knocks the ball away to Reinertsen. Reinertsen shoved to the right-hand corner, finds the trailer. Dorzynski has it partially blocked from behind by Standage, and they cannot finish. Techmeyer brings the ball up the floor here for Ravenna. To Cremosta. Back on the left wing, Siskowski. 30 seconds to go on the half. Skip pass to Shermer. Techmeyer's got an open three. He'll take it. It'll be short, and Reinertsen will pick up the rebound. Reinertsen brings it into the front court, then stops his dribble. Gibbon's been doing that a little too much here. getting right across the timeline and then stopping the dribble, getting in trouble to Corbin Hines, back to Reinertsen. 12 seconds to go. Riley trying to find some room, and finally a foul going to be called here as he's bouncing off a couple of screens. Kobe Schirmer with his second, and that is the seventh, so it will put Reinertsen at the line to shoot a 1-1. Gibbon has 2 points so far in the quarter. Ravenna has 7, so they haven't ran totally away here. Front end of the 1-1 for Reinertsen is no good. Can you believe it? Standage gets the rebound. 8 seconds. Cremosta backcourt with 4 to Standage. Throws it over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, a forced 3 at the horn, is way short. Well defended by Milks, and we are at halftime. Not really the kind of score one expected between these two teams, but the intensity has taken over defensively, and at the half, it is Ravenna 22 and Gibbon 10. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Ord, Nebraska, one of the two newest members of the Lou Platt Conference. They and Donovan Trumbull have been in for quite some time, but still are considered the rookies, and the first time that Ord has hosted the Lou Platt Conference Tournament Championships and semifinals. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they'll take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. A low-scoring first half in our boys' semifinal. It's Ravenna 22 and Gibbon 10. Our next game will pit the Adams Central Patriots, the number 6 seed. They did pull the upset. They were here last night in Ord. They get to make the longest trip in the conference 3 straight nights. They just hope they don't have to do it early tomorrow. They'll take on Donovan Trumbull. And just a couple of weeks ago, these two teams did meet, and it was Adams Central falling at home to Donovan Trumbull, 47-42. Adams Central comes in with a record of 12-7. Donovan Trumbull is 15-2. Their only two losses to St. Cecilia, and then a game that we saw earlier this year at Gibbon. They do own one of the two victories this year over Ravenna. So, again, all kinds of intriguing matchups depending on what happens here in this first game as we get ready for tomorrow. In our girls' games earlier today, Kearney Catholic, a 51-26 victory as they took care of Donovan Trumbull. That was only a 7-point game at halftime. And then in our other girls' game that we had for you here on Classic Hits, Sienna Long hit a pair of free throws with 6 seconds to go for a 41-39 victory over Centura. And that puts them in the championship game. Centura had beaten Ravenna twice earlier this season, including by 15 points just last Friday. Kaylin Bassnett had 17 points, 10 for Amy Johnson, 7 points, 7 rebounds for Sydney Kuchera. On the other side, you also see Centura was led by Casey Krolikowski with 11. They'll play in the consolation game tomorrow at 2 against Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic and Ravenna will play tomorrow in the championship game at 6, and we'll have that for you right here on Classic Hits. We'll come back, take a look at the first half stats right after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 22-10, Ravenna leading Gibbon. And taking a look at the first half stats, not much to talk about for Gibbon, obviously. Two players have scored, and Dakota Kenton leads them with 8 points, one rebound. Jared Dorzinski, two rebounds. Gareth Stroh has the other bucket, 2 points, two rebounds. TJ Rivera, a rebound. Ryan Milks, a rebound. Riley Reinertsen shut out in the first half. And I'm sure you've got to go a long time to find out any half that Riley Reinertsen has ever been shut out in his career. He had two rebounds and two blocks. 10 points, nine rebounds, 0 of 2 at the free throw line, 0 of 8 from three-point land, two blocks, seven turnovers for Gibbon here at the half. We'll look at the numbers for Ravenna right after this.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report to look at the first half numbers for the Ravenna boys. We have Blake Cremosta with a pair of threes, 6 points and a rebound. Tom Siskowski, 5 points, four rebounds. Kobe Schirmer has hit a three-pointer. He's got two rebounds. Jake Techmeyer has been held to just 2 points as their leading scorer. But another good night so far for Brady Standage. 6 points, nine rebounds, and one block shot. 22 points at the half for Ravenna to go along with 16 rebounds. They're 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 4 of 9 from three-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. And at the half, the top seed, 16-2, Ravenna Jays, leading the fourth seed, 12-6, Gibbon Buffaloes, by a score of 22-10. And we'll be back with more from Ord after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Again, Fort Kearney Conference is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The boys' semifinals at the Viero Event Center. At the half, it's Elm Creek 31 and Amherst 22. At 8 o'clock, Overton will play Wilcox Hildreth. And then the girls and boys, all the consolation and finals, 2, 4, 6, and 8 from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tomorrow will be on ESPN 1460, 1550. And all four games here in Ord tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Ravenna 22, Gibbon 10. The second half is next.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout out to the area students and student athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays.
And the teams take the court. As we prepare for the start of the third quarter, Ravenna does get the ball on the alternating possession arrow. And a team that averages 65 points, Gibbon needs 55 here in the second half. I think they win the game if they do that. Their defense, both defenses obviously getting done what they want. But Ravenna with the ball, a 12-point lead. Siskowski fakes the three, takes a dribble, puts up the 10-footer, off the rim, no good. Reinertsen grabs the rebound, a long outlet pass, overthrows Stroh into the cheerleaders. Gibbon wants to be able to attack. They want to come out with some energy. They want to force the issue a little bit. But they did not want a turnover on the opening possession. So it's a fine line there. If Stroh catches it in stride, he's able to get a layup. But it was a very fine line to throw that pass. Gibbon's just a little off tonight. Ravenna ball between the circle. We only had one timeout in the first half, so both teams are set there. Nobody in real foul trouble. Siskowski, Schirmer have two for Ravenna. Stroh has two for Gibbon. Jump pass is Kowski to left wing. Techmeyer skip pass back over the top of the zone. Long three, Cremosta. It's off the iron, no good. And Ryan Milks will get the rebound. So after hitting four of their first six, Ravenna has missed four in a row from three-point land. Dorzinski in the left-hand corner dribbles the wrong way. He's all the way out at midcourt. Gives it to Stroh. Gareth guarded by Siskowski in the man-to-man. Swing it over to Milks. Now they've got Techmeyer on Reinertsen after Siskowski was on him in the first half. Milks drives, tries to take it at Standage, and Standage is just a mountain in there. The shot no good. Brady has his 10th rebound, and we've played 90 seconds here in the third quarter with no change. As Cremosta brings it across the timeline and quickly gets rid of it to Techmeyer. Jake out at midcourt, wrap around Cremosta. Both teams trying to work against the pressure. Techmeyer between the circles, Reinertsen out on him. I think both teams are getting a little frustrated that they haven't been able to get any transition points. It's a game of keep away right now. Cremosta to the baseline. Stroh shoves him to the baseline. He has to throw it back out and out of bounds. I thought at first Cremosta was just going to dribble right through the bottom of the lane there. And then he ran out of real estate, and Ravenna will turn it over for only the second time since the first quarter. And Gibbon will have it. Stroh, they need to get a couple buckets kind of right away here. They've already let 2 minutes go, but they need to get the first couple buckets here in the quarter, get their crowd in it, get the game going, because right now it is not near the kind of game that the fans were hoping for. Trying to force the three. Reinertsen wanted the foul, didn't get it, but it's an air ball. The rebound, Dorzinski back up and in, and he'll score. Reinertsen so good at pump faking, getting the man in the air and then getting fouled, but they didn't call it that time. Dorzinski, though, is able to maybe get the three-point play the old-fashioned way. His first bucket. The foul was called on Cremosta, his second. And the free throw by Dorzinski, a team that shoots 70%, gets that one in after missing two in the first half. And Gibbon now cuts the lead to nine. Well, you've only got 13 points with 5:40 to go in the third quarter, and you're only down nine. You got to think you still got a chance. Cremosta, I mean, the Jays have been on 22 forever. It's got to be something like 6 minutes here. I'll double-check that for you if this streak continues. Techmeyer with a left-hand dribble, working on Reinertsen and Milks. Back out to Cremosta. Cremosta dribbles to the top of the circle, looks left, fires right to Siskowski. Swing pass over to Schirmer. Jays are being a lot more patient than usual, too. Techmeyer, of course, they're not very deep. Eskritz back off an ankle injury, but they have played the starting five, I think, the whole game. I'm not sure that I saw Bauer come in. Huff is out with an illness. So last night they only played six guys against Kearney Catholic. Now only five, and Gibbons got to hope to wear them down and Ravenna coach Paul Baranek, he's shortening the game himself as Cremosa starts to drive, kicks it to Shermer, back to Techmeyer, spots up for the three. It's no good. Rebound comes right down to Cremosa, back to Techmeyer, leaner in the lane. It won't go, and the rebound brought down by Garrett Stroh. Outlet pass, Reinertsen, he's the first to the hoop, and Riley Reinertsen scores his first bucket at 4:35 of the third quarter of play, 22-15 Ravenna. Cremosa picks his dribble up between the circles. Reinertsen right on him, throws it all the way to the baseline. Shermer back out to Techmeyer. This is an interesting strategy game right now. Siskowski back to Cremosa. Another three, and that one's good. Blake hits his third three-pointer of the basketball game. It's such a quick set shot. Outlet pass Milks to Dorzynski. Got his man in the air, but no foul. Jared scores. Dorzynski with 5 points here in the quarter. Now finally something to wake the people up, get some energy in this gym. 25-17 Ravenna. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Adams Central, Donovan Trumbull will be next. But with the way this game's going, that might be a lot earlier than 8 o'clock. No fouls, hardly any turnovers. The clock just keeps on moving here in the third quarter. We're down to 3:30 already. Skip pass over the zone, Siskowski back up to Cremosa. They get it through Techmeyer, now deciding to drive Siskowski. Cut off on the baseline, back up Techmeyer. Reinertsen went for the steal, didn't get it. Lob it over to Cremosa, another three for Blake. That one is off the mark, and it's going to get out of bounds, given basketball. Buffaloes with 7 points here in the quarter after getting just 10 the entire first half. Ravenna has just the lone three by Blake Cremosa. Again, earlier tonight, Ravenna girls clipped Centura 41-39. Sienna Long's two free throws with 6 seconds to go were the difference. Both teams missed a one-and-one in the last 30 seconds before that. Stroh now between the circles for Gibbon. Over to Milks. Milks again has been quiet. To Reinertsen, fakes the three, now drives on Cremosa. Around Standage, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound, Stroh. He'll score. Garrett Stroh with his second bucket, 25-19. Gibbon cuts it to six after being down by as many as 14. Ravenna walks the ball up the floor. I mean, this strategy could be to just kill this whole third quarter, basically, so that they're fresh in the fourth. Jump pass, going for the steal. Dorzynski couldn't quite get there. Shermer has it. Rotate it back over to Siskowski between the circles to Cremosa. About all they've done is shoot three-pointers here in the quarter with Cremosa. 1 of 4. Now Siskowski at open three. No good. Follows his shot. Got the rebound. Missed it. Standage. Put back is good. And a timeout by Ravenna. Brady Standage and Tom Siskowski with offensive rebounds. That was a big possession. Otherwise, Gibbon has the ball after cutting it to six. Instead, the timeout called by Ravenna. They're up by eight. Looks like we have got a 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 2:06 to go, third quarter, 27-19, Ravenna.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Gibbon ball off the Ravenna-Macon timeout. They'll get it down to Reinertsen. He finally found a spot on the post, missed it. Tip try, missed it, got it back, and a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. Reinertsen a couple of chances underneath. And now they'll have to re-earn it. 1:49 to go, third quarter, 27-19. Ravenna, Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. They get it to Stroh, pulls up from six and got it. Garrett Stroh with the bucket, and it looks like Gibbon must have grabbed the ball when it came through the cylinder and kind of tossed it away. So a warning against Gibbon. Most teams that, you know, if you're trying to run fast break, get the press set up, they'll do that. But Gibbon, that was pretty inadvertent because they don't pick you up till half court anyway, so it doesn't matter how soon you get the ball in. Again, at halftime, Elm Creek led Amherst 31-22 there on ESPN 1460 in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Here it's 27-21 Ravenna. Given was down 14. They're trying to get back to the ball game. They are back in it. Now they're trying to get closer. Ravenna with just 5 points here in the quarter. It was 22-10 at half. Cremosta into the corner to Shermer. Kobe dribbles out to the wing. Between the circles, Siskowski. Tom starts the dribble. Now into the paint. The leaner on the heel. No good. He fights for his rebound and saves it in, but saves it into the hands of Reinertsen. Riley one-on-one against Cremosta. Hit the front of the rim with a layup. Good defense by Cremosta to make him take a long path to the hoop. Standage got the rebound. Fast break the other way, and Techmeyer's fouled as he goes to the hoop. Jake with only 2 points in the game. He'll shoot two. And Gareth Stroh, his third personal foul. First foul of the half. Each team only one foul here in the third quarter. 1 minute to go, third quarter. And the freshman, Jake Techmeyer, to shoot two. The first one is rolling off the rim. No good. Second free throw coming up for Techmeyer. And the lefty puts it on the way, and that's good. 3 points now for Jake, 28-21. Ravenna, a minute to go in the third quarter. Gibbon facing some pressure. They'll get it across the timeline here with Stroh. Swing it over to Dorzinski. They've got Reinertsen down here. They get it to him, but now he steps out to the three-point line, works on Cremosta, takes it inside at Siskowski. Siskowski flopped, and that's a good call. When you yell and fall at the same time, you're usually going to get dinged, and Tom Siskowski just picked up his third personal foul. Will they give him free throws? I believe they will. So Riley will go to the line. He missed the front end of a 1-1 in the first half. He has just one bucket in the game. Gibbon has not even tried a three here in the quarter, and Reinertsen's free throw is good. Bounced around a little bit, but it did find its home. 28-22, Ravenna. And Reinertsen will have a second free throw coming up. Riley down this year to just 81%, and he missed another one. And the rebound comes down to Ravenna. I believe Shermer got it and gave it to Cremosta. 28-22, Ravenna most likely will hold for the last shot with 30 seconds. So Reinertsen, who shot 89-90% most of his career, been a little more affected this year. 81%, everybody else would take it, but that's down for him. Ravenna holds the ball, 15 seconds. Over to Cremosta, 11 seconds. Back to Techmeyer, still outside the arc. Cremosta 27 feet away, 6 seconds. Now takes that long three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Standage got a rebound, and Stroh took it out of his hands as time expires. And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play in the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Boys Semifinal. It's a low-scoring one. Ravenna 28, Gibbon 22.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rollers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those named brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back here at Ord High School. Again, a thank you to all the fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Ron Bauer. Gibbon outscores Ravenna 12-6 in the third quarter, but that just cuts the lead in half. It's Ravenna 28 and Gibbon 22. Ravenna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Lake Cremosta has 9. Brady Standage has 8. Dakota Kenton has 8. Gareth Stroh had 6 for Gibbon. Siskowski Throws it over to Techmeyer. Fakes the three. Drives to the baseline. Head and shoulder fake. Back over to Cremosta. Fires it into the corner. Shermer for three. That comes up short. No good. Rebound grab by Ryan Milks. And already a little more energy. Ravenna kind of intentionally stood around, it seemed like, in that third quarter so that they wouldn't get too tired. Reinertsen gets it on the block right side. Backs his way in. And they're going to call him for a walk. That's the second turnover of the half for Gibbon. Tenth of the game. Ravenna has eight turnovers in the game so far. Five of those were in the first quarter of play. And up the floor is Siskowski. Hits the trailer, Cremosta. Guarded by Milks and Reinertsen to the high post. Techmeyer got into the lane. Left-hand leaner, no good. Rebound brought down by Dorzinski, his fourth. Gets it into the hands of Stroh. Gibbon wants to run a little bit here. Gareth out on the left wing. Standage comes out on him. A quick pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound by Kenton, and then a jump ball called. And the arrow points the way of Gibbon as Techmeyer came in to tie him up. So Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Milks to throw it in. The original five starters out there for both teams and have been most of the game. Neither team has played more than six guys. Now, I take that back. Gibbon did bring in Corbin Hines for a little bit, so they've played seven. Stroh dribbling to the right side to Dorzinski. Just gives it right back to him. Trying to figure out what Gibbon's doing here offensively. Gareth pulls up at the free throw line over Standage and hits it. Gareth Stroh, the junior, now has 8 points, and it's a four-point game, 28-24. This is as close as Gibbon has been since the start of the game when it was 8-4. Ball in the hands of Ravenna. Get it over on the right side to Techmeyer. Back into the hands. Jake's going to go back outside. As the Gibbon fans stand in front of us, and the bounce pass goes off Reinertsen's foot. The steal is made into the front court. Riley trying to find some place to get the basketball, and he'll slow it down. Riley comes into the paint underneath the Kenton. Kenton with the score. 10 points for Dakota Kenton, and it's 28-26. As they bring it into the front court, a three-pointer on the way. Cremosta, it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Gibbon. 28-26, and it looks like Ravenna is going to call a timeout. 5:57 to go in the ball game. 28-26 Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance with Joe Methy. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, the Ravenna Blue Jays have just 6 total points here in the second half, and that's allowed Gibbon to catch up. It's 28-26, and Gibbon has the ball. A chance to tie or possibly take the lead. They've not made a three all game. With it is Milks between the circles. He'll swing it over here in the corner. Reinertsen for three, and he got it! And Gibbon has the lead. Riley Reinertsen with his first three-point bucket of the basketball game, and it's 29-28 in favor of the Gibbon Buffaloes, their first lead of the game. Now Siskowski tries to answer. It's no good. And the rebound is brought down by Gareth Stroh underneath his own hoop. Looks for some help. And now they'll bring the ball up the floor. 29-28 in the front court with it. Stroh gives it over to Reinertsen. Up and under move in the paint. He's going to draw a foul. Two free throws coming up for Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen so far just one of three at the free throw line. And the foul is called on Blake Cremosta, his third. Free throw up, free throw good. And that's what makes these rivalries pretty amazing. Who would have thought? It was 22-10 at half. I mean, you could think Gibbon could catch him, but with Ravenna scoring just 6 points. Second free throw, also good by Reinertsen. 31-28. They have outscored Ravenna 21-6 in the second half. Techmeyer against the zone. Kremosta dumps it into the corner. Get it back over to Siskowski. To Kremosta. Techmeyer in the right corner. He's only had 3 points in the game. Bounce pass over to Siskowski. 4:40. Plenty of time to go. A lot of timeouts both ways. Three for Ravenna, four for Gibbon. Skip pass corner, trying to get it to Shermer. Dorzinski tipped it away, but ran out of bounds. Ran into the official as well. The ball will stay with Ravenna. Remember, Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central coming up next. Ravenna won the girls' game over Centura 41-39. Kearney Catholic beat Donovan Trumbull 51-26. Ravenna three down. Siskowski rotates it to Techmeyer. Fakes the three, starts to dribble, cut off by Strobe, back out. Jays just don't seem like they're attacking as much, and Standage hasn't even touched the ball. Be interesting to talk to Coach Baronic later tonight about the strategy here. Siskowski gets it over to Shermer, and again, back out between the circles. 4 minutes to go. Gibbon 31, Ravenna 28. Boys semifinals, Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Now Kremosta finally open for a three at the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes out for another three, and Techmeyer hits it. Jake Techmeyer picked up the long miss on the three and hits his first three of the game. The first points of the fourth quarter for Ravenna come at the 3:45 mark, and at the other end, the ball tipped and out of bounds. The official's going to decide that it should be given ball. 31-31. 3:36 to go here in the game. Gibbon will have Ryan Milks throw it in underneath his own hoop. And there have hardly been any fouls called. Remember that if it gets close as it is here at the end of the game. Milks better throw it in and calls a timeout. Good job. Milks with the timeout. 3:36 to go in the Lou Platt Conference semifinal. Gibbon and Ravenna are tied at 31. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Don't forget at the end of the basketball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at the final stats and get you ready for Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central. Elm Creek leads Amherst 48-41 at the end of three quarters at the Viero Event Center in the boys' semifinals of the FKC on ESPN 1460. 3:36 to go here. We're tied at 31. Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Get it to Kenton at the high post, who swings it left wing to Gareth Stroda. Reinertsen, a long fadeaway three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound brought down by Kobe Shermer. Reinertsen hit the three that gave him the lead for the first time. They're still, though, 1 of 10 in the game. Tied at 31. Kremosta into the front court to Techmeyer. Reinertsen right up on him. Only one foul has been called on Gibbon, so they can afford to take some chances here. They need to know that. Kremosta drives, kicks it to Shermer, rotate it quickly around to Techmeyer, and as he starts to drive, a blocking foul on Milks. And again, that's one of those things you cannot even be disappointed, because if you're given, you kind of need to get a couple fouls called on you just in case. That is his second on Milks and only the second of the half. Jays ball underneath their own hoop. Techmeyer just dumps it here in the corner to Standage, who has one bucket here in the half. Skip pass over to Techmeyer. They sag on him a little bit to Kremosta, who passes up the look. Over to Siskowski on the right wing. Dribbles out. Holds the ball over to Techmeyer. And again, there's a lot of starting, but a lot of stopping. Siskowski to Kremosta. Another pass into the corner. Ravenna here in the second half looking like Gibbon did in the first half, kind of afraid to pull the trigger. Shermer trapped in the corner, starts to dribble, wants to get it to Standage, nearly lost it. Now it's thrown away. Great save, though. Standage runs it down as Reinertsen almost had the steal, and now Standage drives the baseline, and before he falls down and travels, a timeout will be called by Ravenna. The Blue Jays use their final 30-second timeout, 2:21 to go in the game. It is still tied at 31.
Ravenna Hometown Variety would like to extend a shout-out to the area students and student-athletes. Ravenna Hometown Variety knows how hard these young people work. Whether it be robotics to science fair, bowling to basketball, or any other event, we encourage you to take in an activity today. While in town, stop in at your local hometown home-owned Ravenna Hometown Variety store for a variety of your needs. Shop Ravenna and go Jays.
Well, great basketball action here tonight. It is very low scoring, but it looks like it's going to come down to the wire here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 31-31. Ravenna and Gibbon. 2:21 to go in the game. Ravenna has two timeouts. Gibbon has three. It's Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Tied up. They'll throw it all the way out of the wing to Cremosta. Looking to get it to Techmeyer here. They do. But they're really not even looking at some of the shots that they usually do. Last time they passed it around forever. Finally got an open three at the top of the key and ended up missing it. Siskowski, right-hand corner. Now on the post, here's Cremosta. One-hand jumper off the glass and in. Blake Cremosta with his first two-point bucket. He's got 11, and Ravenna regains the lead. 33-31, 1:50 to go. Down to Stroh. He's double-teamed on the post. Backside Kenton was open, but they didn't see him. Out to Milks. Milks hasn't scored. This would be a heck of a time to find his first bucket. Back to Stroh, double-team. They went to throw it to Milks, but he let it go. Kenton down to Dorzynski. Ball fake, reverse layup. Good. We're tied again. Standage didn't move, so Dorzynski gave him the reverse layup, and we're tied at 33. 1:25 to go in the ball game. All seven of Dorzynski's points are here in the second half, and now Techmeyer loses the ball. Jump ball, arrow points the way of Ravenna. But we had a timeout called first before the jump ball. And so a timeout called with 1:20 to go in the game. We're tied at 33. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
1:20 to go in the game. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Ravenna has the ball, all tied with Gibbon, 33-33, in the boys' Lou Platt Conference semifinals. As we said, the competition will either be Adams Central or Donovan Trumbull. Doesn't matter if it's the finals or the third place game, so you just will play for the title tomorrow night at 8. What will Ravenna do? They're working the ball, not acting like they're milking the clock. Bounce pass Cremosta. He gets free. Left side layup. Bounces out. No good. Kenton with the rebound. Timeout called Gibbon because they were about to get in some trouble with a jump ball situation because the arrow points the way of Ravenna, and they've got timeouts to use, and Gareth Stroh, using his noggin, calls the timeout with 1 minute to go. Now Gibbon has the ball. Tied at 33. We'll be right back.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way.
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Well, Gibbon has outscored Ravenna 23-11 in the second half, but that's only good enough for a tie at 33. Exactly 1 minute remaining. Two timeouts for Gibbon, one for Ravenna. A jump ball would go to Ravenna. It's Gibbon ball, tied at 33 with 1 minute. And both teams have a ton of fouls to give. Three have been called on Ravenna, two on Gibbon. Stroh into the front court, gives it to Milks. Milks guarded up top there by Shermer. They get it to Reinertsen. Fade away three. He's fouled on the three. They try to run him off about 72 screens, and it's just hard to run through them all. And the foul called on Blake Cremosta, his fourth. And that will set up a three free throw situation here for Riley Reinertsen, who is 3 of 5 tonight. First one, good. Gibbon regains the lead, 34-33 with 43 seconds remaining. Ravenna was up 14 in the first half. Then Gibbon came back, was up 31-28. That was their biggest lead. Second free throw, good. Reinertsen hadn't scored until the 4:35 mark of the third quarter. Now he's got 7 in the quarter, 10 in the game. And the third free throw, he got them all. That is a big, big foul. 40 seconds to go, Ravenna down by 3. They get it to Techmeyer. Had a look, didn't take it. Now drives the baseline around Kenton. Throws up the shot. He had standings, but he took the shot. He missed it, and Kenton got the rebound. And now Gibbon wants to play keep away, and they've got a foul. And remember, with three fouls to give, they're going to have to get after it. Fouls on Techmeyer. Techmeyer thought he could get that wraparound layup to go and didn't see Standage. 26 seconds to go. Only the fifth team foul on Ravenna. Milks gets it in. Stroh wide open. Good job there. Now they get it to midcourt to Kenton. Kenton dribbles the ball up the floor. Ravenna doesn't foul. 19 seconds to get it to Reinertsen. Still don't foul. 14 seconds. What are they doing? 12 seconds to go. And finally a foul called. Again, if Riley's got the ball and you're not going to send him to the line, good job. But they did not get a foul called quick enough that time. And we're down to 11 seconds to go. And the next foul will send Gibbon to the line, but now it's a one-possession game. Ravenna's probably only got time for one more shot. So they need a steal, or Gibbon's going to have to miss the free throw. They get it into Reinertsen. He holds it. He drives, and they grab him before he makes the layup. So Riley's going to have to make the front end of the one-and-one, and if he does, Gibbon's probably headed to the championship. What a tale of two halves. Siskowski with his fourth foul. There's 9 seconds to go. Riley Reinertsen up 3, 36-33. The front end of the 1-1. Good. So Ravenna's going to need a bucket and a timeout. Doesn't matter if it's a 2 or a 3. They need a bucket and a timeout. 9 seconds to go. Second free throw for Reinertsen. And he got him. 7 for 7 in the quarter. Here comes Ravenna. Long outlet pass, Siskowski. Siskowski pulls up for the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Reinertsen the rebound, and Gibbon is going to go to the championship. Down 22-10 at halftime. Gibbon wins the game 38-33, holding Ravenna to just 11 points in the second half, which probably has never happened in the last 10, 15 years. What a defensive performance here by Ravenna the whole game long, but they finally got some offense going, and Gibbon will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock against the Adams Central Donovan Trumbull winner. And remember, they handed Donovan one of their two losses this year, and for Ravenna, they're going to scratch their head and wonder what happened here in the second half as they fall to 16-3, the 5-point loss, their largest loss of the year. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
All right, welcome back to Ord High School. Two of our three games and three of the four total are done for the night. Donovan Trumbull girls fell to Kearney Catholic 51-26. Ravenna beat Centura 41-39. And now an amazing comeback by Gibbon. They scored 10 points in the first half and found a way to win it 38-33 over the Ravenna Blue Jays. And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, headquartered right here in downtown Ord, has a great selection to choose from. See them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. We're about a half hour away from the Donovan Trumbull Adams Central game as they get things set up for that contest, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Also want to let you know that the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going with the boys' semifinals right now on ESPN Radio. Elm Creek was leading Amherst in the fourth quarter. That should be nearing a final. And also the boys' semifinals of the Twin Valley are going on tonight at Adams Central. Deschler playing Shelton, Kennesaw playing Blue Hill in those two games. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final stats right after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Before we give you a look at the final stats, we do get a chance to chat with the coaches. And up first, Coach Paul Baronic from Ravenna. And, Coach, this is not the kind of game I expected tonight between you and Gibbon.
No.
But my first question is pretty simple. What happened?
We were scratching our heads, too, after the game and just kind of, you know, and I blame myself a lot for, you know, maybe not making them aggressive on offense or – we had to take the press off a little bit because we were foul trouble, losing some guys, fatigue. You know, we're not very deep right now, you know. And so, you know, 20/20 hindsight there, possibly. But, you know, I guess you just to see what a healthy Riley Reinertsen can do to you, and he was a one-man wrecking crew towards the end.
Did you intentionally take a little air out of the ball in the third quarter to save yourself for the fourth?
No. You know, we want to be aggressive on it, and for some reason our guys just got tentative, and I had no answer for it. You know, we're all kind of looking at each other right now just going, you know, what happened? Maybe we'll find out more on the film. But I think, you know, if you just look at things, we just got really tentative. Then when we started cutting, you know, we make a nice bucket, and then we get another nice bucket just rimmed in and out. So, you know, a big stop that we could have had when we were up two with, you know, like a minute 10 left. And we let a guy slip in behind him, and he lays it up, you know. So, and it was one of their role players that just came right through. So you got to tip their hat to it, you know. We really didn't have a role player step up for us, but our role players do other things. They box out, they rebound, and they do other things, and you know. So,
yeah, Dorzynski and Kenton ended up, it looks like, with 17 of their 38 points,
yeah.
And Reinertsen doesn't even score in the game until midway through the quarter, but his free throws down the stretch obviously get the job done.
Yep, and you know, and we leave our feet and we foul him on a 3-point shot. It was missed, and you know, we were preaching the whole time, and it's tough to get ready, you know, in one day. But this, our team's kind of groomed for that. You know, when we play state tournaments, we're groomed for this. We want to be able to go next game, because we just do what we do. Unfortunately, the do what we do is kind of run a little thin because we don't have enough depth. But we'll get there.
How did they, in your opinion, slow down Brady Standage in the second half?
Just they had two guys. You know, we were going to go corner and throw it to him, but they, instead of running a guy out, they went wing down and just sandwiched him. So they made it very difficult for him to get anything. And then, you know, and Brady was frustrated. You know, you can watch him, and, you know, with his body language. But he hung in there as good as he could, and, you know, had some key plays, and you know, that probably don't show up in the stat book, where, you know, block shot here or a hustle play there. And then, you know, it's frustrating for a kid who had a huge double-double the night before and feel like he's inadequate almost. But he's not inadequate. He's just he just had a clinker today, and Gibbon had a lot to do with it.
Well, and Paul, I guess as we've said in a variety of sports, you can't call it a rivalry if you win all the time.
Right,
and so
right.
The rivalry gets another little notch. This one goes to Gibbon.
Yep.
And final thought, you come back tomorrow, and it doesn't matter who you play, the championship and the consolation game, except for playing for a bigger trophy, the competition's going to be about the same.
It's just brutal, you know. So, yeah, who do you wish for? You be careful what you wish for here, you know. You sure in the heck don't want Donovan, and you sure in the heck don't want Adam Central. So, you know, maybe it'll snow again tomorrow and we can play for
Coach Henry. Maybe you can negotiate.
Well, I can negotiate with Coach Henry a little bit.
Again, as we always say, the majority of the time they're wins, but you always come up win, lose, or draw, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate the coverage, Doug. It's always awesome. And congratulations to Gibbon, and I wish him the best of luck.
All right. As always, Paul, thank you. Paul Baronic of the Ravenna Blue Jays. They come up on the short end tonight. And for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Paul Reinertsen coming our way. And I did my best to clean those up there for you, Paul. It's Paul and Paul. But you're fine right there, buddy. We'll get Coach Reinertsen set up here after their 38-33 victory today over Ravenna. And Coach, I guess I'll kind of start the same way with you. It just happened in reverse. What happened? The first half did not look like a given basketball team. In the second half, your defense was solid the whole night, but obviously two different halves for both your teams.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two halves. I was actually happy how we played defense the first half. I didn't think it was too bad at all. We just couldn't find a way to score. I thought a little bit we were passive, you know, looking to pass it to the next guy, and instead of attacking the basket. And but then, you know, some of that's Ravenna. They did a nice job. I thought they double teamed Riley really hard, made it tough for him, and then they kind of clogged the lane. We like to kind of dive somebody into the post or down the lane, and they kind of clogged that up a little bit. And so I'm going to credit Ravenna, but I was definitely a little disappointed in our offensive production in the first half. But I'm going to credit our guys. They came out the second half and played better, and I thought in the fourth quarter, really executed offensively pretty well. And again, you know, this game was won on the defensive end. I thought our defense was solid throughout. They've got a lot of weapons. We just tried to, you know, Standage has been playing some good basketball for him, and he hurt us the first time we played. And we just wanted to make sure we put a body in him as best that we could and make him earn his points. And I thought for the most part we did a good job with that. And then they got some guys that can penetrate, and we just try to limit as best that we could the dribble penetration, because when they do that, then they can kick it out or they can kind of lob it into Brady. And I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job denying the dribble penetration. I'm happy for our guys. It was a tough halftime for us, to be honest, but our guys responded. I expected them to. We're kind of a senior group. I expected them to come out and play solid and make some plays in the second half, and they did.
When guys are used to having good games every single night, and I mentioned Tech Meyer from Ravenna, one of those, and it just seemed like as the game went along, he was less and less even trying to be involved. Ryan Milks has a huge game again last night, and basically he just kind of shifted the ball from one spot to another offensively tonight. Did you ever see a spot where it looked like somebody zoned out a little bit?
No, I don't think anybody zoned out. I think I'm going to credit both teams' defenses. Both teams know each other so well, and you know the tendencies of all the players, and so I think it just made it tough. And in a big-time environment like your conference semifinals, offense is usually hard to come by because everybody plays good defense. Everybody values every possession, and so people are getting out and D-ing up on you. So I don't think anybody zoned out. Did we execute correctly? No, I thought our spacing wasn't very good, particularly in the first half. We tried to space the floor in proper spots, and our guys were getting antsy and trying to go to the boards thinking Riley was either going to shoot it, whatever, and then you lose your spacing, particularly on the backside. And I was a little disappointed in that because we work on that pretty hard.
Well, whoever you get, they're going to want to get you back. You've beaten both of these teams, and Donovan Trumbull only has one loss, and you pulled away from them in the second half at your house. We got to do that basketball game. And then the Adams Central game was a gut-check game for you because that was after Ravenna. It was the very next game. Riley was still banged up. You got him by two. Are they similar, or are these two teams different?
Well, in our perspective, they're different. Donovan presents some different problems than what Adams Central does. And so I don't know who we're going to play. I'm sure that's going to be a heck of a game. And I really don't care who we play, to be honest. We're happy to be in the finals. But we'll know here. We'll probably listen to your radio broadcast on the way home and find out who we're playing and kind of get our game plan ready for tomorrow. But both are quality teams. Both are coached well. And it's going to be a tough game for us, either team. But I think there's a little, from our perspective, there's a little bit difference there in how we're going to play our 1-3-1.
I'll let you out of here with this, Paul Reinertsen. Over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of "it hasn't happened since" for Gibbon boys basketball, and you keep checking those things off. It's been a while since you've won a conference tournament championship. I'm not sure how long, maybe you know, but what would it mean tomorrow?
Well, I think it'd mean a lot. I don't know if it's as big as maybe going to the state tournament last year, but it's you can win the Loup Platte Conference tournament. That's saying something. It's quality basketball. I thought this year in particular, probably all 10 teams probably could have won this. There's a lot of good basketball here. So for us, it would mean a lot. And probably from my perspective, the best thing is it gets you momentum heading toward districts. And ultimately, that's what you're trying to do, is to play your best basketball at districts. So it would be a definite confidence booster and momentum booster for us.
All right, Paul, have a safe trip back to Gibbon. We'll see you tomorrow night in the championship.
Okay, sounds good, Dad. Thanks.
38-33, a heck of a comeback after scoring just 10 points in the first half. We'll tell you how they did it when we return.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
All right, let's take a look at the final stats here as we're getting ready for Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. First off, for Ravenna, we had Blake Cremosta leading the way with 11 points, 2 rebounds. Tom Siskowski, 5 points. Those were all in the first quarter. He had 5 rebounds. Kobe Schirmer, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Jake Techmeyer, 6 points, 1 rebound. Brady Standage, 8 points, 13 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot.
33 points, 25 rebounds, just 3 of 4 at the free throw line for a Ravenna team that likes to attack the hoop. Three-point shooting in the basketball game tonight. Looks like I have them 6 of 21. One block shot, 9 turnovers. Ravenna 16-3. They'll play tomorrow at 4 against the loser of this game in the consolation. For Gibbon, Ryan Milks, 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen was a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line of the fourth quarter, and he ends up with 13 points all in the second half. He had 7 rebounds, 2 block shots. Gareth Stroh, 8 points, 5 rebounds, it looked like, maybe 6 rebounds if I read my chicken scratch just right. Dakota Kenton got off. He had the only points. Gibbon had 10 at half. He had 8 of them, and he finishes with 10 points, which has got to be close to a career high for Kenton. He also had 4 rebounds, and Jared Dorzinski, 7 points and 4 rebounds. 38 points, 24 rebounds, 9 of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 10 turnovers for Gibbon. They win at 38-33. They'll play the winner of Donovan Trumbull-Adams Central tomorrow night at 8 here on Classic Hits. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, our final champ or semifinal game as we go back to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Elm Creek gets a Austin Frazier tip-in at the buzzer to beat Amherst 58-56. You've been listening to the Misco Sports post-game show.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
If you've been thinking about starting out